Would you think that there are enough resources in our city that can provide for those in need? I would venture to say yes. A few months ago, I met a pastor who has her church on a business complex near the north side of Indianapolis. She has expanded her church space to accommodate to the increase in attendance and to start serving her local neighborhood through food pantry. Faith, Hope, and Love agreed to provide groceries for her food pantry in the next few months. She shared with me her vision. Her needs are dining set, refrigerator, and electric stove to cater to the community. Within the same week, I received a call from our office building landlord that he has a dining set and an electric stove that he does not need anymore. I contacted a few of our volunteers regarding a need for a refrigerator. One of our volunteers called within a few days and found a refrigerator for the pastor. In just a few days, the pastor, who was in need of items to start a food pantry, such as groceries and appliances and furniture, was very thankful after receiving her request within 2 weeks. We have volunteers who work for a property management company. Their job is to clean and to prepare the apartments for the next tenants. They told me that they have an inventory of used stoves, refrigerators, and furniture that come from their client. They give them away to those in need. Actually, we will give some appliances to a person in need tomorrow, December 22nd, here in Indianapolis. A few weeks ago, we received a donated van and we gave it last week to a person in need. A couple of weeks ago, I received a call that someone will be donating his parents' car, and actually, they delivered it yesterday. As I was finishing this article, I received a call also from a ministry partner that she has another vehicle that will be donated before the end of the year. Last week, I received a call from a friend of mine who was selling Christmas trees and offered to donate some Christmas trees. We made some connections with our volunteers, and within a few days, we already donated several trees to those in need. 2 weeks ago, I was introduced to a person who owns a land and is considering donating the land to our organization. This Thursday, December 22nd, I will be visiting the land and will be meeting with the owners and her attorney. Last Saturday, one of the food pantries that we started in March had their second month of being fully self-sustained. They provided groceries and will provide groceries to 100 families monthly. It is amazing, in just a few weeks, hundreds of people were blessed through the collaboration and networking of just one organization. What would happen if many more organizations in our city would collaborate and network and work for each other to facilitate the redistribution of God's blessings to those in need? What would our city look like if we worked together towards blessing our neighborhoods through the resources that God had provided us? Acts 4:32 through 35. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them. From time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet. It was distributed to anyone as he had need. City transformation and redistribution of God's blessings. God bless you.